Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you got... thanks, Matt. We got Rick Scott making noises now, and it's not going to go anywhere. But Rick Scott, it's really rich coming from Rick Scott, who the largest, you know, what should be just come out every time a Democrat talks about addresses Mr. Scott. They should say, yes, you had Mr. Fifth Amendment how many times, you know, that when your company, largest Medicare fraud in history of the United States up to that point right there. I don't know if there's been other Medicare frauds that have been worse than that now, but I mean that he's yarping about this. I mean I just don't know, you know, that he should just be laughing, you know, that every time he gets up and talks and says something like this, that journalists should actually ask him that question too. Well, you know, you're guilty of it. You know, you may have been guilty of a crime, because if you were not guilty, why didn't you just come out and say exactly what happened rather than I plead the Fifth Amendment however many times? It was more than once, I mean, that when he was called to testify. And for Donald Trump, apparently he's, you know, making these threats. Like you said, he's making these threats, and apparently there's a legal analyst on CNN I saw is saying, well, there's no basis for charging Trump. Well, that Trump is actually stirring people up to perhaps murder that police officer. And the least they can do is prior to that happening, I mean, that what was it, Henry II got flogged for his comment about getting rid of Thomas Becket. By the, you know, that's stretching back in history, I mean, but I mean, he made some comment about, well, somebody rid me of this querulous monk, and knights of his household went there and murdered, you know, Thomas Becket as he's stayed there praying.
Right.
And the king, of course, was held responsible for that. You are supposed to be responsible for your words, and Donald Trump is making words now that could lead to have led to multiple deaths, and that it could lead to the death of this police officer. And Rick Scott saying, well, you know, switching back to Rick Scott, and he's speaking over Afghanistan, you know, Joe Biden should be, you know, 25th Amendment over Afghanistan, you know, because of incompetence in his handling it. Donald Trump's actions led to the death of probably 600,000 Americans because of his failure to react to the COVID crisis in a prompt manner. I mean, that we could have gotten by with probably 500,000 fewer deaths if Trump would have acted like a sensible human being, and he didn't. And but of course, there's just the Republicans apparently are the party of death, and they're willing to take the Republic down. And they seem to forget when Republics like this fail that society becomes unsafe, and all the politicians are unsafe because, you know, we've tossed back and forth in history. I mean, when the Roman Republic crumbled, you know, thousands of equestrians, which were the elite, were murdered. I mean, because, you know, that, you know, in that particular case, Augustus wanted money. But I mean, that people, you know, that if society breaks down like that, you know, all limits are off, and horrible things could happen.
Right.
If the Republicans.
Yeah, no,
over.
There's a lot to unpack there. A lot of history. Rome, Henry II, Thomas of Becket, Trump. It's all good. All good stuff. Let me just hit it right away. And Thomas of Becket, you know, when the king sort of said, well, you know, do I, he said, well, I didn't call for him to be assassinated. I just said, won't anybody get rid of him? And a couple of knights decided they knew how to do it. And it was really nasty, right in the cathedral. They killed him with swords. There's blood all over the place. Very sad. One little known fact about Henry II, he was reputed to have had a spherical head. I knew a guy in school who had a perfectly round head, like a bowling ball. And it's not common, but he had a perfectly spherical head, supposedly. I mean, you know, I never met him since he lived 800 years ago, but so be it. Yeah, and with the Roman Empire, I mean, the Roman Empire did not have the basis that we do of our Constitution, our values, our separation of church and state, which is itself grounded in the Judeo-Christian tradition. You know, to some extent, we have been reluctant to defend our culture. Everybody else in the world defends this culture, and then they attack our culture for being somehow racist or bad about it. Let's defend our culture. Let's defend European accomplishments, and let's defend Western civilization. And so with Rick Scott, listen, Rick Scott was head guy in a company that committed a grievous Medicare fraud. We're talking billions. So they took him in front of a grand jury. They indicted and convicted the company. It paid something like a $1 billion fine. You can't put a company in jail because it's a fictitious entity, but you can fine it. But you can certainly put the CEO in jail and the leading people in the company. And Rick Scott, who is now the senator from Florida, who Moscow Mitch put as head of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee to raise money for Senate candidates, he was hauled in front of the grand jury. And they go, "What did you know about this?" And he goes, looking at a card, "I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me." Now, that's language from the Fifth Amendment. You do have a right against self-incrimination. In the history of the use of it, nobody who ever said that is as pure as the driven snow. If it had been the truth that he had nothing to do with it, he'd say, "I had nothing to do with this. I'm appalled that it happened. I didn't find out about it till this date. And then I fired that vice president and blah, blah, blah." No, I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. Now, there are two ways to use that in a trial. In a criminal trial, you can't introduce that into evidence. So that means that if they charged him anyway, they can't say that he took the Fifth. They can just show other circumstantial evidence. Apparently they didn't have enough to charge him. But in a civil case, let's say he had been sued for damages for being part of it. And if he took that position, went on the stand in front of the jury and said, "I refuse to answer on the grounds that incriminate me," there's a special instruction that the judge gives to the jury. He turns to the jury, he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, you heard this gentleman say that he refused to answer on the grounds that might incriminate him. You are instructed that you may infer from that something bad for him." That you can do in a civil case, not in a criminal case. That you can do in a civil case. But look, what are we talking about? We're talking, you know, he'd been governor and is now senator of Florida. What are the voters down there thinking of? I can tell you what, up here in Wisconsin, guy runs for the Senate or governor, took the Fifth on a $1 billion Medicare fraud. Do you think he'd win? I don't think he'd win. I really don't. And if it was a Democrat, I wouldn't vote for him. And if it was a Republican, most Republicans wouldn't vote for him. Whatever ethos they have down there is bad news. It's a bad news ethos. That's how they got Rick DeSantis. But at least Rick DeSantis has never been accused of taking the Fifth. I mean, for love of Pete. So Rick Scott is mouthing off and Rick's going, "Well, Biden is a bad guy." And okay, yeah, Rick, you're the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee. You took the Fifth in a Medicare fraud case. If that had been a civil case, the jury would have been instructed that they can assume that you are a crook, basically. And you are a crook. So what's your point, Rick? What, you want to run for president? You want to worm your way on the ticket as a vice presidential nominee? You have nothing to offer us. You have nothing to offer us except taking the Fifth in a Medicare fraud case. That's all you have to offer us. We don't want to hear from you. You got a mouth on you. Just keep quiet, work the back room, get that dark money from who knows where to unfortunately elect some more Republican. Go to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.